All right, good morning. It is 10:01, and we will call this meeting to order. Is this how it's done? I don't know. Thank you for your patience. We'll muddle through. We're going to start out with item number two, which is to convene as the Story County Board of Commissioners. And we have a quorum present. Thanks for being here, Commissioner Gilman. We will excuse Chair Carmona for this meeting. We'll move to item three, which is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you so desire, please join me in that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. And with that, we'll move on to item number four, which is public comment. Public comment is welcomed at the beginning and the end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not already on today's calendar agenda. Public comment is again welcomed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. And with that, do we have any public comment today?
Good morning. For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. I enjoyed the meeting in this very room here with the Virginia City Tourism Commission last month, and on the docket was the Hot August Nights event, the fallout from it, and the notification officially that Hot August Nights is pulling out of, or desires to pull out of, the contract that it has with Story County to come up here and fill the town. For those who don't know, I publish a publication with 10,000 subscribers called The Cruisin' News. I'd say three-quarters of the folks who are up here in Virginia City are subscribers of my publication. And the tenor of the board was that they were initially going to agree to cancel the contract and let Hot August Nights walk, but they did a 180 at the meeting and decided that they would embrace maintaining the contract. I know that DA Langer ran on the notion that she was a staunch advocate of victims. I'd like to tongue-in-cheekedly remind her that the contract, basically puts the taxpayers of Story County at a disadvantage because it requires a $35,000 payment to Hot August Nights to conduct that event. And I would argue that the county taxpayers are victims of the contract. That said, I've talked to a number of different people. It would be super easy for me and some other folks to put on an event that would pack the town just like the Hot August Nights event did. Only we would benefit guys like Eric, who can take a nickel and turn it into $100 worth of service to the community and keep that money and that effort here within the confines of the town. So I'd like to just put that out there. I'll be discussing this idea, as I already have, with VCTC, and I would encourage the commissioners to consider releasing Hot August Nights from their contract without a fight. And with that, I'll adjourn. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Toll. Is there other public comment this morning? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to item number five, which is for discussion, possible action, consideration and a possible approval of the agenda for our October 1st meeting today. Do we have any noted changes or modifications to today's agenda?
Mr. Chairman, yes. We ask that we move number 8 to after number 22, that is committee and staff reports.
Very good.
That's all.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the agenda in addition to that?
I do not, thank you.
Okay. Is there any public comment on today's agenda? Seeing none, you just getting ready, or you have comment?
I just Item procedure.
Come on.
I'd like to move the liquor licensing board to the end of the agenda if we can do that. But Sheriff Cullen for the record.
After number 22 would be pretty much okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So liquor licensing, there's two items under that, Mr. Chair. One is number 14 would be to convene, so we can move that to right after number 22. And then number 15 would be number 23. And then staff reports would be number 24.
Very good. I will also note that just procedurally, we probably need to add an item 25 in there to recess and reconvene as the County Board of Commissioners. Because we will be the liquor board, and so we need.
You're right.
And then we'll be the highway board, then the liquor board, and so and then get it back before we do public comment.
So just for the record, to be clear, then we're going to move number 14 to recess and convene as the liquor licensing board. And then we're going to move number 15 immediately after that, then number 16 immediately after that, then number 17 recess to convene back as the county commission immediately after that. All of those will occur in the same order following number 22.
Thank you kindly. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
A motion to approve the agenda as amended by others.
Very good. Thank you for that. I'll second that motion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. And with that, we'll move on to item number six, which is consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the September 17th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about those minutes?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Great. Do we have any public comment or staff comment on those minutes? Hearing none, Commissioner Gilman, are you interested in making a motion on this item?
Yes, I move to approve the minutes as suggested.
Very good. I'll second that motion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And it passes unanimously. Well, we'll move on to item number seven, which is our consent agenda for today. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
No questions. Thank you.
Very good. Do we have any public comment about today's consent agenda? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for today's consent agenda.
I move to approve today's consent agenda as written.
Very good. We have a motion. I'll second that motion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, at this point, we'll move on to what's listed as item nine, which is board comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments for us today?
I have no comments to add today. Thank you.
Very good. I don't have any specific comments either. And so with that, we'll move on to item number 10, which is discussion for possible action. It's consideration and possible approval of resolution number 24-749, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2024-25 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with the addition of the Civil Records Division Manager, grade 130, for the Sheriff's Office. County Manager, are you going to take this one for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record, County Manager. Also with us, the sheriff is in the audience. This is a sheriff's office related item. I certainly welcome him and his team to come up and explain anything further as needed. It's a pretty simple item, is to adjust the salary resolution, setting the grade and salary for non-appointed employees of the county. This would be adding for the sheriff's office a civil records division manager. I believe they're going to reclassify somebody in the office to that position if this were to be made. The Human Resources Office has done a compensation study, a Fair Labor Standards Act exempt study, and other necessary policy alignment to make sure this conforms to everything, and they're informing me that it does, and they have, of course, been in communication with the Sheriff's Office.
Very good. Thank you so much. Sheriff, do you want to add anything at this time?
No, that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't either. I'll call for public comment. Is there public comment on this item? Hearing none, Commissioner Gilman, are you prepared with a motion?
I am, yes, sir. Thank you. I, Commissioner Lance Gilman, move to approve resolution number 24-749, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials in the 2024-2025 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with the addition of civil/records manager grade 130 for the Sheriff's Office.
Very good. We have a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes unanimously. We move on to item number 11, which is a consideration of possible approval to authorize the county manager to approve and sign a contract between Story County and Cintas Corporation number 2, doing business as Cintas First Aid and Safety. Under this contract, Cintas will supply Story County with automatic external defibrillators, along with related products and services at a monthly rate of $1,512, totaling no more than $18,144 per year for 3 years. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. Each year, we have to maintain these defibrillators throughout the county. That's expensive and arduous and a mistake you don't want to make. We're finding it to be much more effective and much more efficient and cheaper for the county if we contract this out to a qualified company that does this for us, and then we just bill them for the service. It's a better way to go. So this is why we're recommending this contract in front of you. This is a budgeted expense.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any comments or questions?
I have no comments or questions. Thank you, sir.
Very good. Thank you. Is there public comment on this item? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
I, Lance Gilman, move to authorize the county manager to approve and sign a contract between Story County and Cintas Corporation number 2, doing business as Cintas First Aid and Safety. Under this contract, Cintas will supply Story County with automatic external defibrillators, along with related products and services, at a monthly rate of $1,512, totaling no more than $18,144 per year for 3 years.
Very good. We have a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes unanimously. On to item number 12, which is for discussion and possible action. This is special use permit 2024-045 is a request to operate an automotive services business related to vehicle sales. The applicant is a classic car hobbyist and anticipates the possibility of selling more than 3 vehicles in a calendar year, which Nevada state law defines as a vehicle dealer. The applicant will maintain APN 002-071-17 as a parking lot for the sale of personal vehicles and utilize the existing residence on APN 002-071-16 for associated business activities. The property is zoned CR, commercial residential, and is located at 1747 and 1757 Main Street, Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcels numbers APN 002-071-16 and 17. Kathy, before you start, I just want to make a disclosure. And that disclosure is my family owns property directly across the street from this proposed special use permit. However, I don't feel that creates any sort of conflict that would affect my vote in this matter. With that, Kathy, do you want to take us through it?
All right, thank you. So again, this is a special use permit request for an automotive services related business. The use is a special use for the CR zoning district, and then it does have an outdoor element that's the special use permit also addresses. The property's on Main Street in Gold Hill, and there's two properties. One is vacant and one has a single family dwelling. They're proposing to be able to park on either parcel. Normally, outdoor storage requires some type of screening. In this case, because of the use itself is related to outdoor and the outdoor use itself, staff is suggesting that there's no fencing or screening required at this time, but to keep the property in a neat and orderly condition. The use of selling a vehicle typically means you need to be able to see it and not have it screened. So we did send out notices to adjacent property owners the first time for our first building, or the first meeting, and then we also sent out a second courtesy one with since this was continued from that last meeting. The Planning Commission heard this on September 5th. We didn't receive any public comments, and staff is recommending approval, and the Planning Commission unanimously recommended approval.
Very good. Thank you.
I believe the applicant's here also if you had any questions for him.
Very good. Mr. Toll, is there anything you'd like to add at this time?
I'm happy to address, let me walk closer to the speaker. There we go.
For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill, happy to address any questions, comments, or concerns by the board.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments on this particular item?
I have no questions or concern. Thank you.
Very good. I just have one, and that's just to confirm. I believe there was a point of discussion at the Planning Commission, just confirming that there wasn't plans to use lighting or signs, and you know, kind of big display type things. Is that understanding correct?
That is correct. I suspect that the public will notice no difference in the operation of the appearance of the property. As you know, as was mentioned, in order to sell more than three vehicles without being arrested, which people actually have been, you need to be a dealer. And so in an abundance of caution, because I may or may not be at that or above that limit today, I need to make sure that I engage my business appropriately.
Very good. Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item? All right, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
In accordance with the recommendation by the Planning Commission and staff, the findings of fact under Section 3.A of this report, as read into the record by staff, and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners, and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, move to approve special use permit file 2024-045 to operate an automotive services business related to vehicle sale. The applicant is a classic car hobbyist and anticipates the possibility of selling more than three vehicles in a calendar year, which Nevada state law defines as a vehicle dealer. The applicant will maintain APN 002-071-17 as a parking lot for the sale of personal vehicles and utilizing the existing residence on APN 002-071-16 for associated business activities. The property is zoned CR Commercial Residential and is located at 1747 and 1757 Main Street, Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada. Assessor's parcel numbers APN 002-071-16 and 17.
Very good. Thank you for that. We have a motion. I'll second that motion. Kathy, would you be so kind as to read the findings of fact into the record?
Yes, thank you. This approval is for special use permit file 2024-045 to operate an automotive services business related to vehicle sales. The applicant is a classic car hobbyist and anticipates the possibility of selling more than three vehicles in a calendar year, which Nevada state law defines as a vehicle dealer. The applicant will maintain APN 002-071-17 as a parking lot for the sale of personal vehicles and utilize the existing residence on APN 002-071-16 for associated business activities. Property is zoned CR Commercial Residential and is located at 1747 and 1757 Main Street, Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada. Assessor's parcel number APN 002-071-16 and 17. The proposed project complies with the general purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the County Master Plan. This title and any other plan, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to official notice by the county. The proposal location, size, height, operations, and other significant features will be compatible with and will not cause substantial negative impact on adjacent land uses or will perform a function or provide a service that is essential to the surrounding land uses, community, and neighborhood.
Very good. Thank you.
Wait, I'm not done.
Nope.
Sorry.
More.
I'm sorry. I'm turning the page. Sorry. The proposed project as conditioned will result in no substantial or undue adverse effect on the adjacent property, the character of the neighborhood, traffic conditions, parking, public improvements, public sites, or right-of-way or other matters affecting the public health, safety, and general welfare, either as they now exist or as they may in the future be developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the county master plan, this title, and any other plans, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to an official notice by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development. The proposed use in the proposed area will be adequately served by and will impose no undue burden on any improvements, facilities, utilities, or services provided by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction in the county. Special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the Gold Hill portion of the Comstock Plan area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding is provided in section 2.C of the staff report, and contents thereof are cited in an approval of this special use permit. The conditions under the special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code section 17.03.150, special use permit, 17.12, general provisions, and section 17.30, CR, commercial residential zone. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Congratulations, Mr. Toll. Look forward to that blow-up gorilla on your roof shortly and the Goodyear blimp circling Gold Hill.
That's right. Thank you very much. I want to thank Kathy for her diligent and hard work in
your
department. Thank you very much.
Very good. With that, we will move on to item number 13, which is a parcel map 2024-053, a merger and re-subdivision to consolidate numerous parcels of land and abandoned right-of-way within the Miners Park property to create a new parcel of land associated with the community chest building at the northeast corner of the project area. The property is located at 106 East Carson Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number 001156-02. Kathy.
Thank you. So this is actually the next phase of the abandonment process we had started for Miners Park that had been approved during the summertime. This is a parcel map to consolidate all the parcels in abandoned right-of-way, and then by doing that, we're also creating one parcel of land that will be associated with the community chest building that's located at Miners Park. This was heard at the Planning Commission on September 5th. We did have one adjacent property owner come just with some questions about what was occurring. Once we kind of explained what was happening, they didn't have any other concerns. This was something, too, that was continued from the last meeting. We did resend out notices, and again, we didn't hear anything back from anybody. So staff is recommending approval, and the Planning Commission unanimously recommended approval.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments on this item?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Very good. Is there a public comment on this item? I'm seeing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, in accordance with the recommendation by the Planning Commission and staff, the findings under section 3.A of the staff report and as read into the record by staff, and in compliance with all of the conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, hereby move to waive the requirement for a tentative map and move to approve the parcel map, merger and re-subdivision to consolidate numerous parcels of land and abandon right-of-way within the Miners Park property, and to create a new parcel of land associated with the community chest building at the northeast corner of the project area. The property is located at 106 East Carson Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, assessor parcels number 001-156-02.
Very good. We have a motion. I'll second that motion. Kathy, if you could please read the findings of fact.
This approval is for a parcel map, a merger and re-subdivision to consolidate numerous parcels of land abandoned and abandoned right-of-way within the Miners Park property and to create a new parcel of land associated with the community chest building at the northeast corner of the project area. The property is located at 106 East Carson Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number 001-156-02. Parcel map complies with NRS 278.461 through 278.469 relating to parcel maps in Chapter 16.30 of the Story County Code, including the specific criteria outlined in Section 2.D of the staff report. Parcel map complies with all federal, state, and county regulations pertaining to parcel maps. The parcel map will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding vicinity. Parcel map will not cause the public to be materially injured, and the conditions of approval for the requested parcel map do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code, Chapter 17.15P, Public Zone, or any other federal, state, or county regulations. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. With that, we have a motion and a second. We'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And with that, we'll move on to the item that's labeled in the agenda as number 18, which is for discussion of possible action. And that's to approve a contract for design services from Tectonics Design Group for preliminary architectural design to support the development of plans for the addition to Fire Station 71 in Virginia City and to authorize the county manager to sign the contract in an amount not to exceed $39,000. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, project manager. This contract addresses the site change for the proposed project at 71, and it deals with the required preliminary architectural design to support feasibility, scoping, and cost estimating as we move into the RFQ stage for the full design for the Station 71 project. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions on this item?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Very good. I don't have any questions. We'll ask for public comment. Is there public comment on this particular issue? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I, Commissioner Lance Gilman, move to approve the contract for design services from Tectonics Design Group for preliminary architectural design to support the development of plans for the addition to Fire Station 71 in Virginia City, and to authorize the county manager to sign the contract in an amount not to exceed $39,000.
We have a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. We'll move on to item number 19. This is for discussion and possible action. In accordance with land appraisal and acceptance of conditional offer of purchase, consideration and possible approval of opening escrow, completing title search, and after determination of clean title, purchasing vacant land located at 935 State Route 341, or the truck route, APN 002.023.08 in Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, for the appraised value of $41,000 to facilitate improved access to the county jail facility. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. Just want to remind you, this is a small parcel located by the county jail. It's a little triangle that would provide better access to the property and some other improvements. Per prior board direction, we had reached out to the property owner and made an offer based on an appraisal done per county policy. The appraisal determined that the property is worth $41,000. We had made that offer, and the offer was accepted. So at this point, we're asking the board to direct us to proceed to escrow, at which point we will do a title search with our title company, and upon clean title, we would then proceed to purchase the property.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Very good. I don't either. Is there public comment on this item? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, sir. In accordance with the land appraisal and acceptance of conditional offer to purchase, I, Lance Gilman, motion to approve opening escrow, completing title search, and after determination of clean title, purchasing vacant land located at 935 State Route 341, the truck route, APN 002-023-08, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, for the appraised value of $41,000 to facilitate improved access to the county jail facility.
Very good. We have a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. And with that, we'll move on to item number 20, which is for discussion of possible action. And this is for consideration and approval of business license second readings. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about any of these business licenses?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Very good. Neither do I. Is there a public comment on this item? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I recommend it for approval.
Very good. We have a motion. I'll second that motion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. This brings us to item number 21, which is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Highway Board, which brings us on to item number 22, which is for discussion and possible action. It's a report of the Public Works Department regarding roads and highways throughout Story County. Mike, are you going to handle that for us? Very good.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Project Manager, reporting for Director Wiersbicki. Item one, NDOT is core sampling at the lower bridge on Six Mile Canyon Road. This is in preparation for eventual replacement of that bridge. There has been some discussion about box culverts in lieu of a traditional bridge, but the hydrology is critical here, so we will be monitoring that and advise the board of any developments. Item two, salt sand is being ordered and delivered, getting ready for winter. Plows are being fitted to the plow trucks, and the trucks are being chained, fueled, and brought up to a high state of readiness. And when we have night temperatures below 40 degrees, the F600 small dump truck will be outfitted with a plow and loaded with a sander. Item four is the speed bumps on Mill Street will be removed this week to prepare for plowing. I'd be happy to take any questions back to the director.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Very good. I don't have any questions either. Appreciate the report.
Thank you, sirs.
Thank you. All right. And with that, we will jump back to what was listed as item 14, which is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board. We'll welcome the sheriff up here as part of that. Yeah, if you're going to present, we'll do that first, and then you can, I don't know. You can vote from there if you want. whatever's easy.
That's fine. This will work. Sheriff Cullen for the record.
Give me just a second. We'll just move into item 15, which is for discussion and possible action, and that's for consideration and possible approval of the first reading for on-sale liquor license. Applicant is Mandeep Kaur, Roots Indian Restaurant and Bar at 420 USA Parkway in McCarran, Nevada. Sheriff.
Deputy Valdez was delayed today, so I'll be presenting this. Sheriff Cullen for the record. Basically, there's no issues or concerns with this investigation for Mandeep Kaur, Roots Indian Restaurant.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Very good. I don't either. So I'll entertain a motion.
Yes. I, Lance Gilman, motion to approve the first reading for on-sale liquor license. Applicant is Mandeep Kaur, Roots Indian Restaurant and Bar at 420 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada.
I'll second that.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. Did I ask for public comment? I'm not sure if I did. So just to be sure, I'll ask, is there public comment on this item before we take a vote? Very good. Hearing none. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. We'll move on to item number 16, which is for consideration and possible approval of the second reading for on-sale liquor license applicant. The applicant is Edward Lee Farians, the business of Champagne and Chocolate, located at 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. Sheriff?
There are no concerns or issues with this liquor license either for Champagne and Chocolate.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Very good. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, I'll ask for a motion.
Yes, I, Lance Gilman, motion to approve the second reading for on-sale liquor license. Applicant is Edward Lee Farians, Champagne and Chocolate, located at 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440.
Very good. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. And with that, we'll move on to item number 17, which is a recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Thank you, Sheriff. And that brings us on to what was item 8, I believe, which is our staff reports. I guess, well, Sheriff, do you have something there? I should have caught it before we sent you back to your seat.
Sheriff Cullen, for the record, just a quick comment on this last weekend's events, Street Vibrations. Actually, the event went off really flawlessly. We had 3 arrests. We had a few traffic situations, traffic citations and stops, with over 9,000 motorcycles counted from the north end coming in from Reno. The event was attended very, enthusiastically, I guess, by the crowds. They were appreciative of the sheriff's enforcement and our presence, and I had nothing but praise from people, and I'm going to give that praise back to the event goers. The majority of people were great. They came to have a good time, and they did, and they treated our town nicely, and I appreciate that from them as well.
Very good. Thank you for that report. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the sheriff?
No questions. I would like to see the folks that put on all of our Hot August Nights events to note that our city, our county is a wonderful place to do business and a wonderful place to have fun with all participants. Nothing has really changed in that regard, and I would appreciate some respect coming up from the people that put on the Hot August Nights facility. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Commissioner Gilman. I agree, and I was gratified as well to see that local residents and interested folks took the initiative, swept through, cleaned up the town afterwards, and that was really appreciated as well. And I think the local motorcycle club helped with that.
They did.
And so, great. Thank you so much. We'll move on to the Fire Protection District, Chief Longcard.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcard for the record. Just a couple little updates here. On October 17th at 3:30 to 6 down at the community center, the fire district, in conjunction with the sheriff's office, will be hosting a car seat safety checkpoint. And next, we are still finalizing our ISO review. Our audit is Monday. I don't expect the results from that review to come in till probably around December, but we're just on that final leg of that process right now. Next, we've hired the services of a fire apparatus repair company in Pennsylvania. They're currently looking at a used ladder truck for us in this year's budget. Our 1982 model that we keep here is slated to be replaced with this used unit. We could have significant cost savings, so we're getting that evaluated and expect that report anytime. And last, we've got a lot of inquiries on our open burning. We have not set a date. This is very weather dependent, but we're looking at somewhere the first part of November to start open for burning permits, and I'll take any questions you may have.
Very good. Thank you for that report, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not. Thank you, Chief.
Very good. I don't either. Thanks so much for that report. I will move on to Public Works. Do we have a report from Public Works today?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Project Manager, reporting for Director Wiersbecki. Item one, we're working to winterize the buildings and parks. Snow removal equipment is being serviced and readied. We are preparing insulation bags for all the water meters. These will be installed this week and next, and also on the hydrant meters. And also, we got a new style of tire chain for the heavy equipment that will reduce lateral slip during snow operations. These are being fitted to the grader, the loader, the skid steer, and the backhoe, and should provide for safer operation on icy or packed snow surfaces. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions, sir.
Very good. If it's all right, Mike, I'll just have you roll into your operations and project coordinator report, and then I'll take any questions for Ivy.
Yes, sir. For the projects report, item one, Station 71 project, the environmental report is underway. With today's approval, preliminary architectural will be starting very shortly. On the fairgrounds improvements project, 100% plans have been reviewed and approved by the fire district. We're currently in building department. We do have a Safe Drinking Water Act permit to file, and I'll be meeting with CHD personnel to review the plans this week. Bid documents are being assembled, and I should have a bid date by next board meeting. Water storage tank maintenance contract, bid documents are being prepared. We're at about 50% on that. Fuel tanks and pumps replacement, this would be happening at the Public Works main station here in Virginia City and also at Station 75 in TRI. Bid docs for that is at about 80%. It will be sent to legal for review this week. Divide building. A fiber infrastructure is being installed. Trenching appears to be complete. Concrete equipment pad will be complete this week. Following that, we will resume operations to pull the slope back a little bit and continue to install the precast concrete blocks. We do now have an approved striping plan, so once all the block operations are finished, we will stripe the parking area, of course, weather permitting. Backup generator for that building is still on order and will be installed as soon as we have it. Multiple other projects are currently in design. We have the TRI restrooms, ComDev entry vestibule, the Mark Twain Community Center Phase 1 building, and also the Highlands will be coming online here soon, Highlands Community Center. We will have a status check meeting with the architects on Thursday to monitor the progress of these projects, get some of the timelines updated for those. Item 7, the Lockwood Senior Center. So far, the project's been moving along well. The existing buildings have been removed. The structural pad for the new building is in place. Earthwork continues on the slope, which is being benched into the existing native soils. We've had a very high rate of in-place density testing as the work has progressed, and we've had passing grades throughout that. Subsurface utility work has begun. We did find that the sewer line location was not quite as expected. The existing lateral runs some 700 feet to the east. So the engineers are working on that currently to see if we can utilize that existing lateral rather than run a new main for that distance, or if it would be more cost-effective to run a lateral to the west to the nearest manhole. The elevations and fall rate are going to dictate that. We're up to about 45 of some 80 required submittals, with the vast majority being reviewed and accepted. The designers have been great in getting these reviewed and turned around quickly. The only concern we have right now on long lead time items is the electrical switchgear and components. And, of course, this is common to every project in the Western Hemisphere right now. Those submittals have all been made, and the switchgear has been ordered. Schedule currently calls for installation of the main panel on May 19, but it is unlikely that we're going to be able to make that particular milestone, so I will keep the board updated as we know. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions, sir.
Very good. Thank you kindly. Commissioner Gilman, any comments or questions?
Oh, just thank you, Mike. Wonderful report. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for the lots going on and cranking through them. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll move on to our business development officer, Laura Mather.
No report today.
Very good. Thank you. How about our grants manager, Sarah Sturtz? Nothing today. Thank you kindly. Planning department, Kathy Canfield.
Good morning again. I just wanted to announce to everybody that we're still seeking applicants for the at-large position on our planning commission. So that's open until filled. And that this month, this Thursday, we'll have a planning commission meeting that will be discussing the master plan, several of the chapters from the master plan. There's no decision-making happening at this. It's just going to be a discussion item. And then also on October 17th will be a planning commission meeting. Both of those will be at 6 o'clock here in the courtroom.
Very good. Thank you kindly. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Kathy?
I do not. Thank you, Kathy.
Very good. I don't either. Thank you so much. All right. Our administrative officer, Lisa Macio.
Good morning. I just wanted to introduce myself. Some people know me already, but I'm the new administration officer, and I think I am on day 7 now. So I'm really happy to be here, and I'm looking forward to working with everybody, and if anybody has anything that can help me in my job, I'm open to it. A little bit about me, I was the former Deputy Director of Benefits for the State of Nevada Department of Veterans Services, and I did 20 years in the Air Force. And in that span, I started off as a military police or security forces and then went into logistics. So I have that warehouse and inventory part. And then I was a hospital administrator. So my background is pretty diverse. Before that, I worked for the Churchill County Assessor's Office for about 8 years and had my real estate license as well. So I think I can help a little bit everywhere. So nice to meet you all. Thanks.
Very good.
Oh, sorry, Lisa Maciel for the record, and it's M-A-C-I-E-L.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Lisa. Welcome. All right. Emergency management. Adam, you have anything for us today?
Nothing for today.
Thank you kindly. Our Virginia City Tourism Commission, Todd Tuttle.
Good morning, Commissioner. Todd Tuttle, Director of Tourism, for the record. Just a quick update. We have quite a number of media events that have been occurring, some live shows that have gone on. We had great response from our camel races. We had almost all the stations from Reno here in attendance, plus a number of social media people that were recording on a worldwide level for what it is. A unique input was then done on some of the unique events that go on and on in the United States was then worldwide distributed. So we're on that category going out. Coming up for the outhouse races, we've had a number of television interviews and radio interviews, so a lot of publicity going on with that also. A couple other events was the a film festival convention was held down in Reno, and that group came up here on Monday to be able to look at possible sites for filming movies, a series of events, etc. They had a wonderful experience, and we've already started receiving calls back about possible locations and how to kind of start furthering Virginia City on that entertainment market, so we're happy with that. Of course, the Model T Club was here September 11th through the 15th. They had a wonderful experience. We heard back from them about the hospitality that was presented to them by the people of Virginia City. So really a feather in our cap. And the people of Virginia City welcoming that group that came through. The 100-mile endurance race, which was held September 21st, same thing. We had a great response back from those participants. That one's been going on for over 50 years. And we look forward to that every year. And we appreciate the locals being able to get involved and let that race go on as they transfer from the fairgrounds up to C Street and then out onto the race area where they run through. So that turned out really well. And of course, as Sheriff has already mentioned, Street Vibrations Fall Rally Friday through Sunday from the 26th through the 29th. Our preliminary numbers come in with over 20,000 people were here in town and enjoying that event. We take our hats off to the Sheriff's Department for having that presence there. It makes things go extremely smoothly, and we get some very positive feedback from the people that attend, knowing that there's a safe environment for them to be here. We also greatly appreciate and say thank you to the Grand Prix and the local motorcycle club that come up to help do that cleanup following, because that's a huge event for us going on. The other big thing I want to mention is we had 12 businesses this time move on to C Street, bring their business out, creating that more festival event that we're looking forward to. And so great hats off to the businesses for getting involved and making that a very successful event for us. Coming up, want to point out the Virginia City High School Homecoming Parade. So on Friday, we should be able to see them travel down through town. So come out. Congratulate those people that are with the homecoming and going on, and of course the homecoming game to follow. And this Friday and or Saturday and Sunday, the 35th World Championship Outhouse Races. We have 23 entries. Remember, they assemble at the south end of town around 10 o'clock, and you get a chance to get up and see some of these contraptions that have been created. Then the great outhouse parade to bring down to the race course itself. C Street will be closed from Sutton to Taylor Street from 6 a.m. to around 6 p.m. as soon as the race is over. We're going to then try to get the street open, so we've got evening thoroughfare. And then once again, it will close on Sunday for the same time frame. Also a key point, Peter Antonow will be performing at Piper's Opera House. He was one of the semifinalists in America's Got Talent. So if you want to see some great magic work, some mind reading work, this is a unique experience going on over at Piper's Opera House, something fun. And don't forget Hauntober coming out in full force as we move into what we recognize as one of the haunted places in America. The key thing is we've added a number of events coming in. We'll have a haunted hay wagon ride that'll go from the Delta Saloon parking lot down to the cemetery and back again, get some exposure for that. We've got a horseless carriage that will be traveling up and down C Street, adding to that. And of course, all the regulars with the pumpkin patch train, the haunted houses, the haunted events, the sleepovers. We have become really recognized across the nation for a place to celebrate Halloween and Hauntober as such. The other point to point out is the Statehood Ball, November 1st. Please get your tickets. They're selling fast. There is limited quantity, so if you want to be part of the Statehood Ball, it'll be held on November 1st. And that is my report. Any questions?
Very good. Thank you, Todd. So to sum up, not much happening. Is that what you're saying?
No, nothing. Just same old, same old.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
Well, what an exciting report, Todd. And, you know, VCTC is growing by leaps and bounds. And with your leadership, I just commend that, respect it greatly. And you folks are doing a phenomenal job for Story County and Virginia City. And my personal thank you for that.
Thank you.
Very good. And mine as well. Thanks so much, Todd. All right. And with that, we'll move on to the Comptroller's Office. Lindsay, are you here for that?
Yeah, we have nothing.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you kindly. The Assessor's Office, didn't see Jana with us. All right. Health and Community Services. I don't see Stacy, but I do see Bob.
For the record, Bob Hastings, Community Resource Coordinator, here on behalf of Stacy York, our Health and Community Services Director, who is on a very well-deserved day off. With that, we do have a couple announcements. We want to remind everybody that tomorrow, October 2nd, we are having our annual resource fair at Piper's Opera House. It'll be from 2 to 6 p.m. We're very excited about the event this year. We have about 50 vendors that are scheduled to come in. And because we have transition from senior services to health and community services, we are trying to cover everything from birth to death. One of the more exciting things that we think we're doing this year, and we've had some support from the schools, is that we do have a section of vendors that will be specific to our high school and young adult population. So groups like WNCC, TMCC, Job Corps, Nevada Builders Alliance will be there to talk to our youth. We will be doing raffles for all the age groups, which will be great to get them involved and make sure they touch base with all of our vendors. And last but not least, I'd like to just mention that, well, two things. We do have some departments that will be attending and having tables there. If there's any department that would still like to be involved in that, please contact me today and we can make sure we'll figure out how to get you in one way or another. And last, we will be having a flu shot clinic through Quad Counties at the event from 2 to 4 p.m. The second thing is that our last actual flu shot clinic for the Four Story County will be held on Friday, October 11th from 10 to 12 at the Mark Twain Community Center. And with that, if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Very good. Thank you for that report, Bob. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not. Thank you.
I don't either. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Yep. All right, our recorder's office, Recorder McPherson. Thank you kindly, Drew. Our IT department, James Dean. Thank you, James. Human resources. I don't know if I saw Brandy here. All right. Community development.
I'll take that one if you want.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne, for the record, on behalf of Pete Renault, Community Development Director. He just asked me to let you know that his team since January has done 1,223 plan reviews in his office. It's residential, commercial, et cetera. And, you know, they're handling the rest of the park and everything. Also, they are in the process of doing the recruitment for the code enforcement officer. They have some interesting candidates they're continuing to look at. And also want to let you know that our new waste management agreement that becomes effective December 1st for trash collection has a provision in there. We're reminding the public when they come in and get dump vouchers, tell your neighbors if you have somebody that's they're senior, they have low income, they're disabled, they're not able to clean things off their property and they need help, that we, I believe, have 12 of those very large construction level dumpsters that we can bring to those properties for no cost. And then we're working on ways to help get some folks to be able to load those, and then all the stuff disappears with no trouble for those people. So if you know a neighbor, somebody needs a little help, it's not that long from now that that'll become effective. That's all that community development has.
Very good. Thank you kindly. Commissioner Gilman, any questions about that report?
No questions. Just very proud of the county for stepping forward with this and making that those dumpsters available and the help available, and wonderful things happening in our county.
Absolutely. Thank you. Great. We'll move on to public relations. Julia? Very good. Thank you. I didn't see our judge here today. Deputy DA Brown, anything from the DA's office?
No updates today. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. I'm going to actually skip to our nonprofits real quick. Eric from Community Chest.
Good morning, everybody. For the record, Eric Schoen with Community Chest. Just a reminder that October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. According to a CDC study, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced domestic violence from an intimate partner. So per usual, in October, you will see purple ribbons strewn throughout the town. And there are a variety of events, ways folks can show solidarity wearing purple. There's also a Wear Denim Day, and I don't know what that date is, but if folks want to show support, those are different ways they can do so. And that's all I have for announcements.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
Thank you, Eric, very much.
Very good. Thank you. All right. I didn't see either Erica or Nora, so we'll jump back. County Manager's Office, County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne speaking on behalf of myself this time. Just a couple little things. I do want to welcome Lisa and Julia to the team. Both of them already are tackling some pretty cool projects in public relations, as you see on our social media and some of our other outreach. Is very impressive. It's exciting to see, and can't wait to see what's to come. And then just to let you know, we had talked a little bit earlier about cracking open the strategic plan, bringing that to this board for looking at those goals, objectives, and the mission statement and vision statement. Again, we should have that at the next meeting to start that. I've also reached out to our department heads to start looking at those individual level plans as we prepare for the upcoming budget season. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for County Manager?
No, sir. Just a thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right, move on to the Clerk Treasurer's Office. Clerk Treasurer Hindle.
Jim Hindle, Clerk and Treasurer for Story County. Obviously, everybody is well aware that we are in election season. Ballots dropped for in-state county residents as of the end of last week, and so people will be seeing those ballots in their post office boxes, their mailboxes, etc. Anybody that gets a ballot that is for someone who no longer lives at their residence, please return that as undeliverable or residence has changed. That way we can keep track of that and we can make some adjustments so that people don't get ballots if they are no longer residents of the county. We will also be putting a bucket or a bin at the Story County Post Office or the Virginia City Post Office for people who don't want their mail ballots. Please don't throw them away into the open trash. Those are live ballots. Put them in the bin. We're trying to find ways we can support that out at the Highlands, et cetera, but without it being secure, that's a little more challenging. But please, if you have any questions about ballots, mail-in ballots, call the office, and we'd be happy to address those. Sample ballots will be going out next week, and at this point, we've already received some military and overseas votes back, so we are in the official election. And polls for early voting will open on Saturday, the 19th of October, in the Slammer downstairs and out at the Lockwood Fire Station. We will also then be open for the next 2 weeks and in the Slammer for early voting. And then if it's the 19th, whatever that next Saturday is, I can't remember. She had it written down. We will also have early voting out in Lockwood on that second Saturday. So we are in the middle of elections. Things are busy. The office is quite preoccupied with making sure we're hitting our statutory obligations for notices, et cetera. But at the same time, property taxes, the second installment for the fiscal year are due this next Monday, October 7th. So again, if there are any questions or issues that people have with your second installment of property taxes, please call the office and we'll take care of it. That's it for today.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Hindle, if someone was to receive a ballot that was not for them, is that something they can bring in or as well as just sending it back as undeliverable?
They can bring it in. It is it's most official if we have the post office stamp it as non-deliverable, and then we can. That is the easiest way for us to take action to correct our voter rolls. So if we don't want them floating around. If you have to bring it in, we are happy to accept them. But if you return it as undeliverable through the post office, it's more official.
Very good. Thank you for that clarification. All right. Is there anyone I missed or anyone have something they wanted to say but didn't forgot to? Very good. Well, that will conclude our staff reports. And with that, we will move on to item number 23. Which is our second and final opportunity for public comment. Again, no action will be taken. Is there anyone here for public comment?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll join a public comment for a moment. I just want to put out a very personal thank you to all of the staff and the folks there in Story County that have rallied to the cause and made this challenging meeting come together as smoothly and as professionally as it has. I just want everybody to know that there's been a lot of work behind the scenes and a lot of effort expended by a lot of folks and departments and others to make sure that we maintain a professional approach to our business. And they've certainly made it happen here today. And so a personal thank you from my chair.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Gilman. I'll echo those sentiments as well. It's the support is much appreciated. And with that, we'll turn to the last item, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. We will adjourn this meeting. It is 11:04. Thank you, everyone.